This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is set for tomorrow morning at 10 for Robinson Center in Little Rock. A $70 million renovation has been completed on the auditorium, which first opened in 1939. This afternoon, I got a chance to go inside for a preview with Gretchen Hall of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, who has been overseeing the renovation.
So we are standing on the new Robinson Performance Hall stage.
Got a lot of music being played right now as testing is continuing. But here on the stage, can I describe for my listeners what we're looking out at, what the new Robinson looks like?
So we are looking out at a beautiful performance hall with a lot of warm tones. We've got beautiful blue, navy blue seats. We've got warm cherry wood boxes, front and backs of the performance hall seats, and two brand new balconies. So a much taller, much more intimate hall. We've pulled the seats at least 20 feet closer in the balcony levels than the previous performance hall and added 14 box seats that wrap two levels of the walls, and it really provides a phenomenally intimate setting for all of our performances in the future.
And even though the ribbon cutting is tomorrow, this place is still a beehive of activity. Workers still running around doing last minute work.
It is a lot of last minute work. We certainly have full crews on board today to do final cleaning and touch up. And there will still be a lot of touch up to do after we reopen. But all the crews are in, really making it happen and going to make this place a beautiful showpiece tomorrow. We are less than 24 hours from cutting that official ribbon.
And what's in store at that ribbon cutting?
So we're going to do a little look back at the history of the building, talk about some of the project details, of course provide guided facility tours with our architectural team, and we're excited about all of that. And then we've got if you want a real deep dive into the programming and the design elements, we've got a Clinton School panel at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, and we'll be going through a lot of the details of this 2.5-year construction project.
And what are some things that people who have been to Robinson in the past, what are some things that people might recognize? What's new?
So I think people that have been to Robinson in the past, it's going to take them a little time to get oriented to this new facility. There is inside this house, there is really nothing that feels or looks like the old performance hall. And so it will take a little while to get acclimated to those new seats and explore new seats. There's not a bad seat in this house. I think people that come to the symphony concerts are going to see a gorgeous new orchestra shell that will really enhance their performance. They're going to see the symphony further out into the hall itself than they've ever been before, and that's really exciting for them from a sound standpoint. And I think for concerts and shows, we've got a great variety and diverse mix of the first 6 months, and there's still shows booking and announcing each week. So we're really excited about the cultural offerings that this building is going to have for Central Arkansas.
And how long will work actually continue before that first official performance?
It will continue on, you know, much smaller scale for even up to a month or two afterwards, just doing final tune-ups, testing, touch-ups, and testing all the mechanical and electrical equipment, and also going through the full LEED certification for commissioning.
You were talking before we were recording this that some things were covered up during a 1970s renovation of Robinson Auditorium. What are some of those things that have been brought back out?
So the primary feature that was really covered up in the 70s were some of those Greek masks on the outside of the building. And two of them are now prominently featured inside the building. And I think people are really going to have fun going up and being able to see those close and see that detailing work from the original structure in 1939. And then we've also brought back some replicated medallions and eventually some chandeliers in our historic lobby. And that historic lobby at the top of those grand stairs has really been restored back to its 1939 grandeur. And so we're really excited to see, for people to see that restored marble and restored terrazzo and some of the medallion, the theatrical medallions that were originally in that space and unfortunately discarded in the 70s.
And going back to my early reporting, I saw the price tag was $68 million, and the hope was to open in September. So it's cost a little more and a little later than was hoped. Has anything actually changed?
Well, no, not in the scope. We've actually added to the scope. And so that was done back in March, and it was primarily to add that outdoor terrace. So the terrace was one thing that early on we really did have to cut from the budget, and we all hoped that it would be added back in. So we did add it back in, add the scope of work. And then the September original deadline was prior to us going to contract. So when we actually contracted for the space, we were always anticipating a November opening. And so with the additional scope add of the terrace added to the price tag and the original contract date of November, we are actually on time and on budget for this project, and we are very excited to be able to say that.
That's Gretchen Hall talking with me this afternoon from inside the newly renovated Robinson Center in Little Rock. The ribbon cutting is set for tomorrow morning at 10. You can see a slideshow of photos from inside at KUAR.org. Work was funded by a 2% tax approved by Little Rock voters in 2013. This is 89.1 KUAR.